Good morning. This is Akashwani. I am Nishit Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Death toll in devastating Nepal-Tibet flash floods rises to 392, while 1,468 people remain missing on both sides of the border. India steps up efforts to bring back its nationals stranded in Nepal. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to be on a six-day visit to US beginning today. US President Donald Trump signs executive order to rename Lake Ontario as Lake America. And Indian Grandmaster R. Pragyananda creates history, becomes the first Indian to win Grand Chess Tour. The death toll in devastating Nepal-Tibet flash floods has risen to 392, while 1,468 people remain missing on both sides of the border. Of the 392 people killed in the disaster, 389 died in Nepal and 3 in the neighboring Tibet. Nepal authorities reported 910 people missing, while officials in Tibet said another 558 people remain unaccounted for, taking the total number of missing people on the two sides of the border to 1,468. As rescuers search riverbanks and isolated settlements for survivors and recover bodies carried downstream, the threat is far from over. A newly formed barrier lake near the source of Bhotekoshi river system has raised fears that a breach could unleash another surge, potentially worsening the disaster and complicating rescue operations already underway. Nepalese security personnel have evacuated more than 800 people from the affected districts. The catastrophe has triggered a major rescue effort by India, with External Affairs Ministry saying 290 Indian nationals in Nepal remain uncontactable. New Delhi is making urgent efforts to ascertain their whereabouts and coordinate the rescue with the missing Indians, including hydropower workers and tourist groups from different states. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said urgent efforts are underway to ascertain the status and well-being of Indians caught in the flood-hit areas. He said External Affairs Ministry is coordinating with the Nepalese side, other ministries, state governments, tour operators and relevant authorities. External Affairs Ministry has also established a 24-hour control room to assist with tracing and evacuation efforts. India has so far rescued 84 nationals. This includes 63 workers from the Trishuri 1 runoff river hydroelectric project and 21 people from Tamil Nadu. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will be on a six-day visit to the United States beginning today. During her visit to the U.S., she will travel to Chicago, Asheville and New York. We have a report.
In Chicago, Finance Minister will participate in a roundtable conference with prominent investors and engage with leading CEOs, presidents and senior representatives of the private sector. Bilateral one-to-one meetings with CEOs and senior leadership of select companies in Chicago will also be held. The discussions will focus on India's investment opportunities, economic outlook and areas for strengthening business and investment partnerships between India and the United States. Ms. Sitharaman would also visit the Polsky Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation at the University of Chicago, where she will exchange perspectives on entrepreneurship, innovation, technology commercialization, and strengthening linkage with India's rapidly expanding startup and innovation ecosystem. The finance minister will also interact with members of the Indian community in Chicago during her visit. In Asheville, Ms. Sitharaman will also lead the Indian delegation at the G20 Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting under the United States presidency of the G20. With Mayur's report, Vishal Kumar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Uzbekistan tomorrow. He will be on a two-day visit to the Central Asian country. Prime Minister will visit Tashkent at the invitation of President of Uzbekistan Shavkat Mirziyoyev. During the visit, Prime Minister will hold delegation-level talks with President Mirziyoyev to further strengthen the strategic partnership between the two countries. We have more from our correspondent.
This will be Prime Minister Narendra Modi's fourth visit to Uzbekistan. He had earlier visited the Central Asian country in 2015, 2016 and in 2022. Uzbekistan President Shavkat Mirziyoyev also visited India in 2018 and 2019. Talking to Akashwani News, Professor Rajan Kumar of Central Asian Studies in his School of International Studies, Jawaharlal Nehru University said that the frequent visits itself shows how important Uzbekistan is for India. During the visit, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Uzbekistan, Mr. Shavkat Mirziyoyev, would review cooperation in trade and investment, defense, digital connectivity, energy, education, and people-to-people domains, and set the agenda for the road ahead. They will also share perspectives on advancing the shared development visions of Viksit Bharat 2047 and Uzbekistan 2030. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Tashkent, Uzbekistan.
This is Akashwani. You are listening to The World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order directing that Lake Ontario be renamed Lake America amid rising trade tensions between the U.S. and Canada. The order gives the U.S. Interior Secretary and the Board of Geographic Names 30 days to update official maps and the Geographic Names Information System, GNIS. Trump said the lake is an important U.S. economic and strategic resource, supporting shipping, trade, agriculture, energy, and national defense. He also highlighted U.S. investment in protecting the Great Lakes.
Changing the name of Lake Ontario, effective immediately, to Lake America. That's going to take place right now as I sign the...
Meanwhile, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney rejected the renaming, pointing to the lake's indigenous origins. He said Canada would continue to call it Lake Ontario and that the name had been used in the past, is used today, and would be used in the future. On the devastating floods in Nepal, Trump said U.S. had offered help to Nepal. The United States has announced emergency assistance and the deployment of a disaster response advisor following the floods.
That was a brutal, that was mud and water as a mixture. Nobody's ever seen strong, well-built buildings were wiped out like they were toothpicks. That's a terrible thing. No, we are sending aid. Anything they want, we'll have. And there were 50, maybe 60 Americans over there.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and Canada's Minister of Finance and National Revenue, François-Philippe Champagne, have concluded the India-Canada Finance Minister's Economic and Financial Dialogue in Toronto, Canada. In a joint statement issued after the dialogue, both sides said the meeting builds on the commitment made by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney during their meeting in New Delhi in March this year to strengthen bilateral economic and financial cooperation. The two countries reaffirmed their shared commitment to conclude negotiations on the India-Canada Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement by the end of 2026. Indian Grandmaster R. Pragnananda created history becoming the first Indian to win the Grand Chess Tour after staging a stunning comeback to defeat defending champion Fabiano Caruana 15-13 in the final at St. Louis in US last night. Pragnananda started the final day 6 points behind Caruana, but won both rapid games to take the lead. He then held his ground in the four blitz games to steal a 15-13 victory, claim $2 lakh first prize, and also secure a guaranteed spot in next year's Grand Chess Tour. Indian women's hockey team ended their FIH World Cup campaign with a historic 3-1 win over higher-ranked Germany in the fifth-place classification match at Amstelveen, Netherlands, yesterday. The fifth-place finish is India's best performance at the World Cup in 52 years, since the team finished fourth in the inaugural edition in 1974. The achievement is even more impressive as the current squad included 11 World Cup debutants. For India, Ishika opened the scoring in the 43rd minute, followed by two quick goals from Navneet Kaur in the 44th and 47th minutes. Germany's Lynn Kings scored a late consolation goal in the 59th minute. India lost only one match in the tournament, going down 0-2 to host an Olympic champions Netherlands. The team also drew with China and England and defeated South Africa 6-1. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Death toll in devastating Nepal-Tibet flash floods rises to 392, while 1,468 people remain missing on both sides of the border. India steps up efforts to bring back its nationals stranded in Nepal. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to be on a six-day visit to US beginning today. US President Donald Trump signs executive order to rename Lake Ontario as Lake America. And Indian Grand Master R. Pragnananda creates history, becomes the first Indian to win Grand Chess Tour. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.